Falcha, welcome to Celtic Cafe Radio, broadcasting the best Celtic music from around the world. There's your host for the next hour, Mark Gallagher, inviting you to add a touch of the Celt to your day. This hour on Celtic Cafe, we're doubling down. All of the songs are double doses, and they have to do with places, usually cities somewhere. We're going to start out right here to one of our next door neighbors in Boston.
Thank you. our might. So we'll dance and sing our songs. All are welcome to join along and spread the word to all the rest. The Boston Irish are the best.
This is your host, Mark Gallagher, and this hour on Celtic Cafe, we're double dosing it the entire way with cities all over the place. We started out here in North America, in a city that's about 60 minutes from here in New Hampshire, called Boston. Yeah, a lot of people know Boston, of course. A lot of Irish immigrated there. And we started out with the Dropkick Murphys, of course, with I'm Shipping Up to Boston, that famous song that's used by most of the sports team, and you can hear it in almost every bar in Boston. And then we went to the Fenian Sons, all about the plight of the Irish when they came to the United States, specifically Boston. Well, the next city we're going to, it's the city of Chicago. And they have a south side and a north side Irish. They have all kinds of Irish there again. Big city. We're going to start out here with a little Christy Moore and the City of Chicago.
In the city of Chicago, as the evening shadows fall, there are people dreaming of the hills of Donegal. 1847 was the year it all began. Deadly pains of hunger drove a million from the land. They journeyed not for glory, their motive wasn't greed. A voyage of survival across the stormy sea. To the city of Chicago, as the evening shadows fall, there are people dreaming of the hills of Donegal. Some of them knew fortune, and some of them knew fame. More of them knew hardship, died upon the plain. They spread throughout the nation, they rode the railroad cars, brought their songs and music to ease their lonely hearts. To the city of Chicago, as the evening shadows fall, there are people dreaming of the hills of Donegal. We'll be right back.
Where the crack is always best, where every day is Paddy's Day and everyone's a guest. If you're Irish on the north side or Irish on the west, welcome to the south side, come join the Irish fest. We're the
south side Irish as our fathers were before. We come from the Windy City and we're Irish to the core. From Bridgeport to Beverly, from Midway to South Shore, we're the Southside Irish, let's sing it out once more.
Our parents came from Mayo, from Cork and Donegal. We come from Sabina, St. Killian's and St. Gall. St. Leo Visitation, Little Flower.
As our fathers were before. We come from the Windy City and we're Irish to the core. From Bridgeport to Beverly, from Midway to South Shore, we're the Southside Irish, let's sing it out once more.
We live on the South Side, Mayor Daly lived here too, the greatest Irish leader that Chicago ever knew. And he was always proud of his Southside Irish roots. So here's to his honor, to his memory we'll be true. We're the
Southside Irish as our fathers were before. We come from the Windy City and we're Irish to the core. From Bridgeport to Beverly, from Midway to South Shore, we're the Southside Irish, let's sing it out once more.
Sing the songs our fathers sang when they were rebel songs of Erin's Isle in a Southside Irish pub. And when it comes to baseball, we have two favorite clubs, the Go-Go White Sox and whoever plays the Cubs. We're the
Southside Irish as our fathers were before. We come from the Windy City and we're Irish to the core. From Bridgeport to Beverly, from Midway to South Shore, we're the Southside Irish, let's sing it out once more. We're the Southside Irish as our fathers were before. We come from the Windy City and we're Irish to the core. From Bridgeport to Beverly, from Midway to South Shore, we're the Southside Irish, let's sing it out once more. We're the Southside Irish.
our fathers were before. We come from the Windy City and we're Irish too.
Ah, there you go, a triple dose there, all about the Irish in Chicago. We opened up there with Christy Moore and the City of Chicago, talking about also the famine and what drove the Irish out of Ireland and specifically to North America and, of course, to all of those major cities, Chicago being one of them. Then we went to Stockton's Wing with something they call the Chicago Set, and I saw them in the Milwaukee Irish Fest in 1984, and I was so impressed I bought both of their albums right away. Ended up there with the Southside Irish, with the Irish choir. That's Pat O'Brien there, and I actually saw him perform that song in a pub or a bar in Chicago, talking about the Southside Irish. Well, next we move on to another North American city, really famous again for Irish immigration, of course. And this time it's the Irish immigrant has taken on a job, and it's one of the three P's, and this one just happens to be a policeman.
I was 18 years old when I went down to Dublin with a fistful of money and a cartload of dreams. Take your time, said my father, stop rushing like hell and remember all is not what it seems to be. For those fellas would cut you for the coat on your back, for the watch that you got from your mother. So take care, my young bucko, and mind yourself well, and will you give this we know to my brother? At the time, Uncle Benji was a policeman in Brooklyn, and my father, the youngest, looked after the farm. When a phone call from America said, send the lad over, and the old fella said, sure it wouldn't do any harm. For I spent my life working this dirty old ground, for a few pints of porter and the smell of a pound. And maybe there's something you'll learn or you'll see, and you can bring it back home, make it easy on me. So I landed at Kennedy, and a big yellow taxi carried me and my bags through the streets and the way. My poor heart was thumping around with excitement, and I hardly even heard what the driver was saying. We came in the Shore Parkway through the flatlands in Brooklyn to my uncle's apartment on East 53rd. I was feeling so happy, I was humming a song, and I sang, you're as free as a bird. But to shorten the story, what I found out that day was that Benji got shot down in an uptown foray. And while I was flying my way to New York, poor Benji was lying in a cold city morgue. Well, I phoned up the old fella, told him the news. I could tell he could hardly stand up in his shoes, and he wept as he told me, go ahead with the plan, and not to forget, always act like a man. So I went up to Nellie's beside Fordham Road, and I started to learn about lifting the load. But the heaviest thing that I carried that year was the bittersweet thoughts of my hometown so dear. I went home that December, cause the old fella died. Had to borrow the money from Phil on the side, and all the bright flowers and grass couldn't hide the poor wasted face of my father. I sold up the old farmyard for what it was worth, and into my bag stuck a handful of earth. Then I got me a train, and I boarded a plane, and I found myself back in the U.S. again. It's been 22 years since I set foot in Dublin. My kids know to use the correct knife and fork. But I'll never forget the green grass and the rivers as I keep law and order in the streets of New York.
As I walked down through Chatham Street, a fair maid I did meet. She asked me to see her home, she lived in Bleecker Street. To me way, yes Andy, my dear Andy. Oh, you New Yorkers, can't you dance the polka? To me way, yes Andy, my dear Andy. Oh, you New Yorkers, can't you dance the polka? When we got to Bleecker Street, we stopped at 44. Her mother and her sister dared to meet us at the door. To me way, yes Auntie, my dear Annie. Oh, you New Yorkers, can't you dance the polka? To me way, yes Auntie, my dear Annie. Oh, you New Yorkers, can't you dance the polka? When I got inside the house, the drinks were passed around. The liquor was so awful strong, my head went round and round. To me way, yes Auntie, my dear Annie. Oh, you New Yorkers, can't you dance the polka? To me way, yes Auntie, my dear Annie. Oh, you New Yorkers, can't you dance the polka? Had another drink before we sat to eat. The liquor was so awful strong, I quickly fell asleep. To me way, yes Auntie, my dear Annie. Oh, you New Yorkers, can't you dance the polka? To me way, yes Auntie, my dear Annie. Oh, you New Yorkers, can't you dance the polka? When I woke next morning, I had an aching head. There was I, Jack, all alone, stark naked in the bed. To me way, yes Auntie, my dear Annie. Oh, you New Yorkers, can't you dance the polka? To me way, yes Auntie, my dear Annie. Oh, you New Yorkers, can't you dance the polka? Watch on me pocketbook and lady friends were gone. And there was I, Jack, all alone, stark naked in their room. To me way, yes Auntie, my dear Annie. Oh, you New Yorkers, can't you dance the polka? To me way, yes Auntie, my dear Annie. Oh, you New Yorkers, can't you dance the polka? I'm looking round this little room, there's nothing but I see but a woman shift an apron that were no use to me. To me way, yes Auntie, my dear Annie. Oh, you New Yorkers, can't you dance the polka? To me way, yes Auntie, my dear Annie. Oh, you New Yorkers, can't you dance the polka? With a flower barrel for a suit of clothes down Cherry Street forlorn, there Martin Churchill took me in and sent me round Cape Horn. To me way, yes Auntie, my dear Annie. Oh, you New Yorkers, can't you dance the polka? To me way, my honey, my dear Annie. Oh, you New Yorkers, can't you dance the polka?
There you have it, our double dose there about New York Irish. And that was Finbar Fury from a very appropriately named Gangs in New York movie, that Martin Scorsese movie, about the mid-19th century and the Irish in New York. And before that, we had Streets of New York by Bagatelle. That was written by the leader of Bagatelle, Liam Riley. It's kind of a Billy Joel-esque kind of song relating the story of an Irishman traveling to New York to be with his uncle Benji, and finding out he's been killed. And he ends up being, in the long run, a policeman. One of the three P's. We'll be back with more Double Dose Cities right after this.
In the merry month of June, from me home I started, left the girls of Chum. Nearly broken hearted, saluted father dear, kissed me darling mother, drank a pint of beer. Grief and tears was mother, then off to reap the corn, leave where I was born, cut the stout black thorn. I banished ghosts and goblins, a brand new pair of brogues, rattling o'er the bogs, frightening all the dogs, on the rocky road to Dublin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hunt the hare and turner down the rocky road, all the way to Dublin, whack full aldi ra. In Mullingar that night I rested limbs so weary, started by daylight, me spirits bright and airy. Took a drop of the pure, keep me heart from sinking, that's the Paddy's cure. Whenever he's on for drinking, that's see the lassie smile, laughing all the while, and me curious style. Set your heart a bubble and asked if I was hired, wages I required, I was nearly tired. Holler off you road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hunt the hare and turn her down the rocky road, all the way to Dublin, whack full aldi ra. In Dublin extra way they thought it such a pity to be so soon deprived of view of that fine city. Well then they took the stroll, all among the quality bundle it was stole. In the neat locality something crossed me mind, when I looked behind no bundle could I find. Upon me stick a wallet, inquired if further rogue, send me can up a rogue, wasn't much in vogue. On the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hunt the hare and turn her down the rocky road, all the way to Dublin, whack full aldi ra. From there I got away, me spirits in the ever fading landed on the quay. As the ship was sailing, the captain at me roar, said the no room Paddy. When I jump on board, a cabin found for Paddy. Down among the pigs, played some funny rigs, danced some marty jigs. The water round me bubble and half in Hollyhead, wished myself were dead or better far instead. On the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hunt the hare and turn her down the rocky road, all the way to Dublin, back for Aldi Ra. The boys at Liverpool, oh, when we safely landed, called myself a fool. I could no longer stand it, blood began to boil, temper I was losing, poor old Aaron's Isle. They began abusing, hurrah, me stars, as I a shillelagh I'll fry. All my boys were nigh, saw I was a hobbling, and with a loud hooray, join in the affray, quickly cleared the way for the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hop the hare and turn her down the rocky road, all the way to Dublin, back for Aldi Ra.
Raised on songs and stories, heroes of renown, are the passing tales and glories that once was Dublin town. The hallowed halls and houses, the haunting children's rhymes, that once was part of Dublin in the rare old times. Ring a ring, rosy, as the light declines, I remember Dublin city in the rare old times. My name it is Sean Dempsey, as Dublin as can be, born hard and late in Pimlico, in a house that ceased to be. By trade I was a cooper, lost out to redundancy, like my house that fell to progress, my trade to memory. And I courted Peggy Dignan, as pretty as you please. Oh, a rogue and a child of Mary, from the rebel liberties. I lost her to a student lad with skin as black as gold. When he took her off to Birmingham, she took away my soul. Ring-a-ring, Rosie, as the light declines, I remember Dublin City in the railroad times. How the years have made me bitter, the drink has dimmed my brain, for Dublin keeps on changing, and nothing seems the same. The Metropole and Pillar are gone, the Royal long since pulled down, as the grey unyielding concrete makes a city of my town. So fare thee well, my Anna Liffey, I can no longer stay and watch the new glass gauges that rise up along the quay. My mind's too full of memories to hold hear new chimes. I'm a part of what was Dublin in the rare old times. Ring-a-ring, Rosie, as the light declines, I remember Dublin City in the rare old times. Ring-a-ring, Rosie, as the light declines, I remember Dublin City in the rare old times.
We switch to the other side of the Atlantic for our next set of double doses based on cities, and we moved to Dublin, capital city of Ireland, of course, and we opened up there with the Kilkennys and a little bit of a rocky road to Dublin, and then we moved to Danny Doyle singing Pete St. John's anthem to Dublin called Dublin in the Rare Old Times. Well, next we move to the west coast of Ireland and a city called Galway, and of course, one of the most popular songs from Galway is written by Steve Earle. So here he is, along with Sharon Shannon, with The Galway Girl.
I took a stroll on the old long walk of the day. I met a little girl and we stopped to talk of a fine soft day. And I asked your friend, what's a fella to do? Hair is black and her eyes are blue. And I knew right then I'd be taking the world round the salt till prime with a Galway girl. Up to her flat downtown on a fine soft day. And I ask your friend, what's a fella to do? 'Cause her hair was black and her eyes are blue. I took her hand and I give her a twirl. Oh, and I lost my heart to a Galway. I was all broken heart and a ticket home. And I ask you now, tell me what would you do? If her hair's black and her eyes are blue. Cause I'm traveling around, I've been all over this world. Boys, I ain't never seen nothing like a Galway girl.
Galway town to seek for recreation. The 17th of August, me mind been elevated. The multitudes assembled there with tickets at the station. Me eyes began to dazzle, for I'm going to see the places.
With me wet for the dithery idle day.
Passengers from Limerick and some from Tipperary, the boys from Carnavella and from Clare, the merry days. City, who were loyal, true and faithful, but all the fainted prisoners from dying and parted nations.
With me wet for the dithery idle day.
There's half a million people there from all denominations, the Catholic, the Protestant, the Jew, the Presbyterian. There we shed no one and mustn't tea, no matter what persuasion. It's more than hospitality, a boost of fresh acquaintance.
With me wet for the dithery idle day.
And the fiddlers competing, the nimble-footed dancers are chipping down the daisies. Their mothers crying cigars and likes and bills with other races. Colours of the jockeys and the price and horses ages.
With me wet for the dithery idle day.
You see the jockeys and their modded on so stately. The pink, the blue, the orange, the green, the yellow of our nation. When the bell was over, starting the low horses seemed impatient. Seems they never stood on ground, their speed was so amazing.
With me wet for the dithery idle day.
To see the Galway races.
With me wet for the dithery idle day. With me wet for the dithery idle day.
Okay, you can't go to Galway without going to see the Galway races. That's Hair of the Dog from Albany, New York. Up front was Galway Girl, which was made famous in that 2007 movie starring Gerard Butler and Hilary Swank, called P.S. I Love You. And next we move on to Derry. It's the Northern Ireland city of Derry that sits on the border with Donegal. And we have another Christy Moore song here called Back Home in Derry.
In 1803 we sailed out to sea, out from the sweet town of Derry. For Australia bound, if we didn't all drown, the marks of our fetters we carried. In the rusty iron chains we cried for our ways, a good woman we left in sorrow. As the mainsails unfurled, a curse as we heard on the English and thoughts of tomorrow. At the mouth of the foil, bid farewell to the soil, as down below decks we were lying. O'Doherty screamed, walking out of a dream, by a vision of bold Robert Dagger. The sun burned cruel as we dished out the gruel. Dan O'Connor was down with a fever. 60 rebels today, bound for Botany Bay. How many will reach their receiver? Them to hell as our bow fought the swell, our ship danced like a moth in the firelight. White horses rode high as the devil passed by, taking souls to Hades by twilight. 5 weeks out to sea, we were now 43. We buried our comrades each morning. In our own slime, we were lost in a time, endless night without dawn. Back home in Derry. Oh, I wish I was back home in Derry. Van Diemen's Land is a hell for a man to end out his whole life in slavery, where the climate is raw and a gun makes the law. Neither wind nor rain care for bravery. 20 years have gone by, I've ended my bond. My comrades go swap behind me. A rebel I came, I'm still the same. On the cold winds of night you will find me.
Oh,
one of the most well-known melodies in all of Irish and Celtic music. That's the Derriere. You probably recognize that as the music behind Danny Boy. It was played there by a native of Derry, Phil Coulter. And before that, Christy Moore with Back Home in Derry, which was written by, yes, none other than Bobby Sands, who died during the hunger strikes of the 80s. Well, next we move on to a couple of places that are cities in their own right. The first is a cathedral city in Ireland called Armagh. It's in County Armagh. And the second is a city in Texas called Laredo. So here's Vince Gill with the Chieftains, the Bard of Armagh, and the Streets of Laredo.
Thank you.
And that's it for this session of Celtic Cafe. I hope you enjoyed the show as much as I did bringing it to you. And if you did, tell your friends. Tell all your friends to tune in to Celtic Cafe Radio. If you missed any portion of the show or want to listen to previous shows, just go to CelticCafeRadio.com on any device and select the MP3 link to stream online. You can view playlists from this show or any show on the streaming page. If you have questions about Celtic music or feedback on our show, just email me at music@CelticCafeRadio.com. That's music@CelticCafeRadio.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Until next time, Schlan Lott.